Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
And away we go, ladies and gentlemen. Hello to you, and how do you do? Upstate South Carolina. Tremendous to be with you again. I am Rob Brown, the pleasure exclusively mine. Thanks for being a part of our afternoon. Thank you for letting us be a part of yours. Back in the network studio, buttons, switches, levers, microphones, my co-host and executive producer, the man in charge of everything that gets the show on the air today, the great one, Lonzo, hanging out with us. What's up, fella?
I'm just enjoying a daytime fight night while doing this wonderful program, and I'm pumped. I'm ready to punch something.
Yeah, I got to tell you, fight day is something I can get behind. I have been, ever since the beginning of the lockdown and all that, when we were having like NBA games eight a day, including some that were going at like, you know, 10 in the morning, I am a big, big fan of midweek afternoon level professional sports. Give me all the cards. Hey, look at that! They even got Cormier on play by play. I mean, this is a real fight, Lonzo.
Yes, Cormier and Felder together. Look out!
I like it. Give me midweek afternoon sports on television for those. I mean, if we got to work at home, we might as well watch sports and pretend like we're working, right? I'm for it. I like it. UFC Fight Night, of course, every Thursday at 2:20. Lonzo brings us Fight Club, our weekly combat sports segment. We got a big one this weekend, Lonzo.
I have heard there's something going on Saturday.
There's a minor little thing going down.
A blip in the fight game.
A blip on the radar. Yeah, that is correct, as Conor McGregor makes his return to the Octagon, taking on Dustin Poirier. These guys met. What has it been like 6 years since those guys last scrapped, right?
It almost seems like it's been 6 years since Conor fought.
That's true.
Because last year was so long.
Yeah. True story. And we'll talk some MMA and combat sports coming up tomorrow on the broadcast. Of course, make sure you're watching AEW Dynamite and NXT tonight so you can keep track with that when we get there tomorrow. A lot of stuff we need to talk about today on the broadcast. Clemson has announced several coaching moves, including a former Tiger making his way into an on-field role. Phillip Rivers calling it a career. One of the remaining old guard QBs after 17 seasons decides that's enough for me and will walk away from the Colts of Indianapolis. And a whole lot more to get to on the program today. I am going to start by saying one thing very quickly about obviously today's events, and then we get on the stick to sports bandwagon. We have just started, well, we are wrapping up now the inauguration of the 46th president of these great United States, Joseph R. Biden, taking over in the White House as of just a few minutes ago. And listen, here's my plea. Here's my favor. Here's my hope for all of us. This is an opportunity, man. This is an opportunity for us. This is an opportunity for us as a nation to finally heed those calls of unity that we have all been asking for, we have all been hoping for some time now. This is our opportunity. This is a jumping off point, right? Like, we all get excited about New Year's Eve because it gives us that opportunity to have a fresh start, right? That's what New Year's resolutions are all about. And even though the majority of the time those New Year's resolutions fail, that's just how it is, man. That's just how it is. The opportunity is there, and it is the resolutions that you most want to accomplish that are the ones that are most successful. So with a new president taking the White House today, this is an opportunity. This is a point where we as a country can make some resolutions here, and I think we ought to. I think we owe it to ourselves, together as countrymen, together as folks that are in this storm together that was the end of 2020 and the beginning of 2021, I think we owe it to ourselves to resolve to each other to be better, to unify, and to come together as one country with the goal of moving forward together. And I know that that's a silver lining look at what's happening. And I know that we are never going to see eye to eye on everything. That's part of what makes this country great. But I think the one thing we should all see eye to eye on is that we all together want to make this country a better place for the next generation. So as you go through your day-to-day lives moving forward, with today being a day for resolve and in order to establish a more perfect union moving forward, I want you to ask yourself, is this making our country a better place for the next generation of everyone's children? And if the answer is no, consider where you are. Consider where you are. This is an opportunity for us to put some resolutions in place to come together to be a better country. And I think we owe it to ourselves and we owe it to each other to make that happen. 844-GSP-ESPN, 844-477-3776 is the number to be a part of the program. Text us at 71307, 71307. Text us. You can tweet us at The Rob Brown Show. You can tweet us at Lonzo on Word, W-O-R-D, Lonzo on Word. And, of course, you can tweet everyone at the station at ESPN Upstate. Got something more long format? Hit me on the email address, Rob Brown at ESPNUpstate.com. Rob Brown at ESPNUpstate.com. And, of course, want you on the phone lines today at 844-GSP-ESPN, 844-477-3776. All the ways to get in touch with our broadcast today. Let's jump into it with the lunch breakdown, the three things you have to know before we go start talking sports with our friends, families, coworkers, or the wall, whoever you spend your lunch break with. We've got some coaching moves for Clemson today that have been announced by head coach Dabo Swinney. It was formally announced that Tyler Grisham has been named Clemson's wide receivers coach. The hire was officially approved by the Clemson University Board of Trustees Compensation Committee earlier last week, and it was signed and made official today. Grisham fills the vacancy left by former wide receiver coach Jeff Scott, whose immense success with Clemson's offense led to the announcement that he would be taking over as the head coach for the University of South Florida last month. Dabo Swinney said, quote, "I'm just super excited for Grish. There's never been a guy more prepared to be the receivers coach at Clemson than Tyler Grisham. He had a great four-year career here. Clemson fans certainly loved him. He had a lot of big moments and went on and grinded out a four-year NFL career. He's been back here 6 years, three as a GA and three in an off-field analyst role. He is ready and going to do an unbelievable job for us. It's been fun for me the last couple weeks being on the road recruiting with him and watching him in that role. He's going to be special," end quote. Grisham just completed his sixth year as a member of Clemson staff, including serving as interim wide receivers coach for a portion of the team's bowl preparation last season while Scott was attending to initial business at USF prior to college football's early signing period. The 2019 season represented Grisham's third as an offensive analyst and his second as assistant camp director. Grisham said, quote, "It is tremendous honor to be named the wide receivers coach at Clemson, wide receiver U. To coach wide receivers at my alma mater and to do so for the man who coached me at that position in Coach Sweeney, it is both surreal and a great honor. I am thankful that Coach Sweeney, our board of trustees, President Clements, and Director of Athletics Dan Radakovich have given me this opportunity. I look forward to continuing the tradition of great wide receiver play at Clemson, and my goal is to build upon and enhance that reputation." Grisham graduated Clemson back in 2009, had a business degree, a bachelor's degree in business administration and management, later earned a master's from Clemson in human resource development in 2016, and is now the fourth Clemson graduate amongst the Tigers' 10 full-time assistant coaches, joining Danny Pearman, who graduated in 87, Brandon Streeter from 99, and of course, we've talked about this name quite a bit, Tony Elliott, who graduated Clemson in 2002. Grisham was a four-year letterman for the Tigers from 05 to 08, finished his career with 132 receptions for over 1,390 yards and 8 touchdowns, signed with the Steelers as a free agent in 2009, appeared in 4 games that season, was on the practice squad in 2010 and 2011, and then with the Broncos practice squad in 2012. Grisham's hire as one of Clemson's 10 full-time assistants was among several title changes. Additional title changes for this year, Brandon Streeter will be moving into the role of the passing game coordinator and quarterbacks coach. Todd Bates will be moving to recruiting coordinator and defensive tackle. Kyle Richardson will now be named the director of football player development and freshman transition. Thad Turnipseed will now be the director of football projects and external affairs. Jordan Sorrells, director of football recruiting. Cam Aiken is your senior offensive analyst. J.P. Lossman, offensive analyst. And Chancey Stuckey, offensive player development. One thing you'll notice about that list there, Lonzo, you got a handful of pretty successful names, names that were made in the NFL, guys that played at the next level. J.P. Lossman, quarterback at the next level for a while. Obviously, Chancey Stuckey's got a history in a coaching family, etc. I got to tell you, man, if you wonder why it is that Clemson is on top of the game every year, you can point directly to Dabo Sweeney and the fact that when one guy rotates off of his coaching roster, there's always another guy ready to go that has proven success on his resume.
You know, it's been a while since I remember there being such a turnaround like there is this year. And the fact that, you know, you're rattling off names like, yeah, I know who that guy is. I know who that guy is. It's also a sign that you're getting old when people who played a long time ago are now coaches.
I saw J.P. Lossman's name show up, and I was like, dude, J.P. Lossman's barely older than me. I think I'm going to say he's 4 years older than I am. Played in the NFL for 7 seasons, most of them with the Bills of Buffalo. I remember that cat playing. He's 39 years old. He's like a sneeze older than I am, Lonzo, and now he's showing up as a high-level coach at a place that I live. No, that's cool. Gray hairs, just grow a few more. Why not?
Yeah, that's the first sign of you getting up there, the fact that you're starting to notice that.
Oh, man. In fairness, though.
It's all right. You're not the oldest guy on the station.
So, that's so that's true. That's true. By like a significant margin, I believe.
Well yeah, yeah. You might be talking to that person. So, anyway.
Yeah, I like how you started that sentence with taking it as a personal insult and then realize halfway through the sentence, oh yeah, he's right, technically.
Well, you know, I was insulting.
The hardest one for me to accept, Lonzo, has been Sean McVay, head coach of the LA Rams. You know how old Sean McVay is?
I do not.
34!
Wow.
He's younger than me! Lonzo, I have a sincere question to ask you about that.
Uh-oh.
What am I doing with my life?
You are hosting a wonderful program in the upstate of South Carolina. That's what you're doing.
Look at you. Mr. Silver Linings himself, Lonzo, here in the show. Item number 2 on our lunch breakdown. Speaking of old guys, another one who's not that old, at least relative to me. 17 years in the NFL played Philip Rivers, and he has decided to call it a career. One of the most prolific quarterbacks in NFL history, spent 16 years with the Chargers, one with the Colts, said on Wednesday in a statement that playing quarterback was his childhood dream and he got to accomplishment. Rivers, 39 years old, never played in a Super Bowl, one of the few glaring omissions from an otherwise remarkable career, ranks fifth in NFL history, 63,440 passing yards. The only names ahead of them are all surefire Hall of Famers, Breeze, Brady, Manning, and Favre. The eight-time Pro Bowler is also fifth in league history with 421 touchdown passes. The only names ahead of them in that category are, well, Brady, Breeze, Manning, and Favre. Rivers said in a statement that he wanted to announce his retirement on the 20th of January, which is the Roman Catholic Church's feast day for St. Sebastian, the patron saint of athletes, but decided to go ahead and get it out of the way so that the Colts could know and start making moves. The announcement came exactly 13 years to the day after Rivers played with a torn ACL in a Chargers loss to the Patriots in the AFC Championship game. Rivers said, "I'm announcing my retirement from the National Football League. Thank you, God, for allowing me to live out my childhood dream of playing quarterback in the NFL." Last year, Rivers went for 4,196 yards and 24 touchdowns. The Colts were 11-5, ended their season in a wild card loss as a wild card team, eliminated by the Buffalo Bills, now in the AFC Championship game, at 27-24 for that game. The Colts added Rivers to provide stability at QB after Andrew Luck surprised them by retiring before last season. The Colts sent out a tweet earlier today that said very simply, "Thank you, Philip," end quote. So, Zoe, I'll toss it to you. Hall of Famer or not, Philip Rivers?
He spent most of his career in the AFC West, which meant he was my enemy as a fan of the Kansas City Chiefs. He's pretty good, man. He really was. I mean, I joke around about how many interceptions he threw and everything, but the longevity of this guy, fairly healthy for the most part of his career, and had whatever team he was on in contention for the playoffs almost every single year. Super Bowls cannot be the only way you get into the Hall of Fame, and the fact that he's right there with all those record holders, yeah, I think he goes in. I don't know if he's first ballot, but I think he goes in.
Yeah, I do think he's first ballot. I mean, in so many QB stats, Philip Rivers is a top five quarterback, and like you said a second ago, to me, rings can enhance your legacy, but they should not tarnish it, right? A failure to get a ring, to me, is not something that should tarnish a quarterback's legacy.
Especially since it's a team sport. I mean, correct. You can be a really good player on a really bad team and still deserve to make it into the Hall of Fame.
Yep. Bingo, bango. Exactly right. I think a ring can enhance your career, but it should not diminish it. And Philip Rivers is a key example of that. And finally, and we're going to be talking about this coming up here in just a minute from right now, ESPN assembled a group of former NFL executives to talk a little bit about Deshaun Watson, to see where they thought Deshaun would end up going. They asked what the future for Deshaun Watson might be and where his landing spots might be. Now, this is from some folks who still have contacts inside of the game. They asked them, based on what you know, based on the folks you've been talking to, where is it likely that Deshaun Watson could potentially end up? Well, there were five teams that they said are currently actually and realistically in the mix to end up with Deshaun Watson if the Texans do decide to make a move and if Deshaun accepts that move. Their picks were the Jets, the Dolphins, the Bears, the Washington Football Team, and the Carolina Panthers. Five former execs with contacts inside the game said that as of right now, the Panthers have been linked to Deshaun Watson if he were to become available, and that Panthers administrators feel that Watson is a player worth serious draft capital. Now, it does not mean that the Carolina Panthers would be willing to sink the ship and give away the house in order to get him, but apparently they would be willing to make big-time draft moves. Think Mike Ditka and the Saints a la Ricky Williams a few years ago. The Panthers do not appear to be sold on Teddy Bridgewater. They are angling, it has been said by insiders, they are angling at selecting a quarterback as high as the 8th overall pick in April's draft. They have $14.3 million in cap space, the 8th overall pick, and are in the process of getting younger. Obviously, Watson from just down the road out of Georgia played his ball just up the road in Clemson, is certainly a target. Bridgewater is sitting in, coming into year two of a three-year, $63 million contract, which the good news is not a crippling contract for Carolina long-term. He has a $17 million guarantee this year, but the team could actually save $1 million in cap space if they designated Bridgewater a post-June 1st release, according to ESPN's roster management system. In 2022, if he was to be cut after 1 year, they can walk away with $21 million in cap savings. Of course, that would require Deshaun to come in and Teddy Bridgewater to be floated for one more year as a backup, but I suspect Teddy's not going to be on board with that idea. That guy came here to start, and if he's not going to start, he is likely going to want out. But again, five former execs, according to ESPN's NFL coverage, believe that Deshaun Watson could end up a Carolina Panther. We'll address that later on in the show as well. When we come back here in just a minute from right now, Major League Baseball lost one of its greats yesterday, and a guy I had a personal connection to. I will tell you who that is, and we will talk a little bit about that legend when we return here in just a minute. My name is Rob Brown. Zoe's at the wheel. You're listening to the Rob Brown Show right here on ESPN Upstate.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
The Rob Brown Show rolls on. This is ESPN Upstate. Rob Alonzo and you. Thanks for hanging out with us. Don freaking Sutton passing away yesterday. One of the all-time greats, spent a number of years with the LA Dodgers, played a season with the Astros, two with the Brewers, one with the A's, two with the Angels, and then finished his career with the Dodgers. Four-time All-Star, led the MLB's ERA category in 1980, got his number retired by the Dodgers, and of course also made the Braves Hall of Fame. He would go on to be a lifetime Braves broadcaster. Started his broadcasting career back in 1989, where he would split duties between the Dodgers cable telecast and the Braves telecast. In 1990, became a full-time commenter for the Braves. In 2002, Sutton was diagnosed with kidney cancer, resulting in the removal of his left kidney. Part of a lung was removed the following year, but while undergoing cancer treatment, continued his broadcasting career. He left TBS after the 2006 season because the network would be broadcasting fewer games in 2007 and had to cut back on the number of broadcasters. Went on to be a color guy for the Washington Nationals until 2009. Had 2 years left on his contract with the Nationals, but when a Braves radio job opened, he negotiated his release in order to return to the ATL. He had been working there since his most recent broadcast partner, Jim Powell, who joined the radio network in 2009. Sutton missed the 2019 season due to a broken femur, but outside of that, was Mr. Reliable when it came to broadcasting for the Braves. And I know there's a lot of Dodgers fans out there who watch Don Sutton be as good as he was for so many years for the Dodgers. But for those of us who are younger and grew up in the southeastern region of the United States, Don Sutton was the voice of the Braves for many, many years. Don Sutton was the voice of the Atlanta Braves. Don Sutton was also from Molino, Florida, a little bitty town just outside of Pensacola, where I came from. Played his high school baseball as well as basketball and football at J.M. Tate High School. Tate High School was one of the rivals of my high school, Choctahatchee High School in Fort Walton Beach, Florida. We played Tate in basketball, football, and baseball every single year. And Don Sutton showed up to a number of games of mine as a baseball player in high school. And it was always very, very gracious and very kind. Was also, you know, he was kind of a bleacher coach for the Tate baseball team, but also had no issue coming over and saying hello and shaking hands with the team that Tate would be lined up against. In 2006, 2007, somewhere around there, when something was broadcasting for the Braves, I had a chance to go up to the ATL 1 year, and I was going up for a bachelor party, but we were going for a couple of Braves games. And so at the time, the station that I worked for was an affiliate for the Atlanta Braves. We carry Braves games down on the Panhandle. So I reached out to the Braves radio crew and asked them if there was any way I might be able to get a tour of the press box or anything like that when I was up there, just me and my buddy for his bachelor party. They wrote me back and said, yeah. And they brought us down on the field about an hour before the game started, brought us down on the field. We got to stand in the Braves dugout and kind of take that in for a minute. This was at the Olympic Park. Got to stand in the dugout and watch some of the warmups, et cetera. And then they said, well, coming up, we'll show you the press box. So they brought us up to the press box, and Don Sutton was in there, and he was just a couple of minutes away from doing his pregame show. And Don Sutton introduced himself to us like we didn't know who he was. Both me and my buddy were big-time Braves fans, so we obviously knew who Don Sutton was. Anyway, Don Sutton ended up introducing himself to us, showed us around the press box personally, signed a couple of autographs for us. You know, he asked me about my career. He said, which one of you guys is the guy that's in radio? I said, me. We talked for a couple of minutes. He gave me some thoughts of his on calling successful play-by-play for the sport of baseball, gave me some ideas about how to kind of further my career a little bit. Was just one of the nicest dudes I've ever had the pleasure to be around. Don Sutton passing away yesterday. Here is just a couple of clips from his Hall of Fame acceptance speech when he made the Hall of Fame back in 1998. Here's Don Sutton.
I've wanted this for over 40 years. So why am I standing here shaking like a leaf? I think part of it is because I'm standing in front of some of the people who were the greatest artists in a wonderful business that I've ever seen before. These people back here. And if you don't feel an aura that's almost spiritual when you walk through the Hall of Fame and when you stand with these people, then check tomorrow's obituary, you're in it. Because these people are the greatest.
Don Sutton talking about achieving his dream. Here's the other part of his...
I've had a dream come true that's a validation that what my dad taught me a long time ago is true. You can have a dream, and if you're willing to work for it, it can come true, and you can earn a dream coming true. With apologies to Lou Gehrig, I'm the luckiest man on the face of the earth. I have everything in life I've ever wanted.
Don Sutton, born in 1945 in Seelo, Alabama, a small town in Barber County, born on the same date as his future teammate, Reggie Smith of the Dodgers as well. Born to sharecroppers at the end of World War II in a tar paper shack. At the time that Sutton was born, his father was 18. His mother was just 15 years old when Don Sutton was born. His father, Howard, brought him to Molino, Florida, looking for work. And that's when he attended Tate High School. He would go on to attend, wanted to play for the University of Florida, but the Gators showed him no interest. So he attended Gulf Coast Community College in Panama City for a year, then Whittier College, and had a good summer league, was picked up by the Dodgers. And the rest, as they say, is history. Don Sutton, 75 years of age, passing away yesterday. Let's take a quick break. We'll come back here in just a minute. The Rob Brown Show rolls on after this. This is ESPN Upstate.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Rob Brown Show rolls on. This is ESPN Upstate. Quick text came in on our text line, 71307. That's how you get in touch with us on the text line, 71307. Start your text with ESPN so we can read them on the air. Hank has texted into the show. Hank says, lifelong Braves fan. What a great tribute. Like the personal stories, the Hall of Fame speech got me tearing up. Thanks. Hank, thank you, buddy. I appreciate it. And, you know, yesterday, Lonzo, we were talking about our you know, the athletes that were most important to our lives away from the field. You know, I mentioned Roy Jones Jr. being one of mine. I think that the guy sincerely strapped a rocket ship to my career by asking for me to personally be a play-by-play guy for him for a couple of years. Mentioned, obviously, with the retirement of Drew Brees this past – well, the likely retirement of Drew Brees this past weekend after a loss to Tampa Bay. Drew Brees is on that list for me. And I was thinking about it as we were talking about Don Sutton in the last segment, about how emotionally attached we can get to athletes, even if it is just because of what they do on the field. You know, Don Sutton was a guy that I'm incredibly emotionally attached to. Never once really watched him play on the field outside of old highlight videos. The guy was basically done with his career by the time that I was old enough to understand what baseball was. But Don Sutton as a person was phenomenal. I mean, that guy was the voice of my baseball fandom as a young kid. I was a Braves fan growing up, obviously. Don Sutton was calling the games throughout my high school and college years. I remember sitting in college when the Braves would play, and there was a Braves affiliate in my where I was going to college, and I'd sit there and pull up, and that was about the time that internet radio was starting to get popular. More, it was less streaming and more just people putting a microphone in front of a radio and then broadcasting that. But I can't tell you how many hundreds of games that Don Sutton called that I listened to. That guy was the Atlanta Braves for many, many years for Rob Brown, to the point that, you know, you listen to these guys long enough, especially the broadcasters, and if there's a player that you had a connection to that goes on to broadcast, that makes it even better. But you start listening sometimes to some of these guys that are on the radio for years and years and years, and their voice becomes such a big part of your background, Zoe, that they almost kind of start to feel like family. You also you almost kind of feel like you get to know them on a personal level. And I think that that's the mark of a truly great broadcaster. When you get to the point that you feel that you personally know this person, even if you've never met them, they kind of become a part of your extended family. And Don Sutton was in that group for me.
Yeah, you know, I actually have it. Even though I'm not a baseball fan, when I first got hired for radio, it was to do Braves games. And I never really had listened to Braves games or baseball on the radio, period. So that was my first foray into sports as far as radio goes. So running those baseball games back in the old days when they had carts. I don't know if you know what a cart is, but anyway, so we were running those with carts, and it was really cool. I remember one 4th of July, I'm running a baseball game in downtown Greenville, listening to Don Sutton and those guys, and seeing the fireworks out the window. So I do actually have a connection to him. And when I think of my start in radio, it's always going to be thinking of the Braves and thinking of him and Skip Carey and those guys.
You know, I have been asked many times. In fact, yesterday I was doing a Zoom meeting with a young man down in Pensacola by the name of Luke, who's interested in getting into this business. Graduated from college just a couple of months ago with a broadcast communications degree, same degree that I have. And anyway, he was put in touch with me by the sports information director at the University of West Florida, which is where I graduated from down in Pensacola. And anyway, he reached out and we got to talking back and forth. And he asked me what I thought made a successful radio host or a successful play-by-play guy. You know, I've said for years, my ultimate goal in life is to get to the point where I am like a Collinsworth, man. I want to be traveling the country, calling play-by-play for games, and then doing a sports talk show in the middle. And he asked me, what do you think makes the most successful sports broadcasting personalities? And I said, well, you've got to go to one side of the scale or the other. You have either got to become so hated that you know, a Skip Bayless, a Clay Travis, etc. You've got to become so hated by everybody because of your hot takes that they can't help but talk about you even when they don't want to. That's the Skip Bayless special. And the other side of the coin, the other option that you have is to create a radio personality that people feel connected to, that they feel that they know, that they feel like it is part of their day every day. You want them, the first time that they meet you in real life in public, to feel like they've known you for years just because they listen to you on the radio. That, to me, is the most successful type of personality. Those guys that become such an ingrained, and gals that become such an ingrained part of your day every day, that when you meet them for the first time, you forget to introduce yourself because you assume that they know you too. That is the style of radio I've gone for years. I want you guys to feel welcomed here. I want you guys to feel like this is your show as well. I want you guys to feel like if you see me out in public in the GSP spot, that you can come up and say hello to me. You can come up and chat with me. And understand that, you know, this is a for lack of a better term, a family of us, man. We love being together in the afternoons. That's my goal. That's what Don Sutton did with his radio broadcast. Don Sutton didn't have strangers. Don Sutton was a guy that when he did a broadcast, you felt like you were just listening to Uncle Don talk about baseball to the point that you forget that you don't really know that guy because you're with him so often that it's easy to forget that you don't know that guy. Don Sutton was the king of pulling that off in baseball, and as a lifelong Braves fan and a guy who's listened to Don's, I've listened to Don Sutton call more Braves games than I've listened to probably anybody not named Joe Buck call any other games that's active in play-by-play right now. There was a guy named Jim Henderson that called Saints games from the time I was born until about two seasons ago when he finally called it a career. And outside of him, I don't know if there's anybody I've listened to call more games than Don Sutton, because of the fact that you get to a point where it's less Don Sutton on the Braves radio network and more, it's Uncle Don talking about the Braves again. That's just what he does. Don Sutton accomplished that, and I think there's something to be said for that. 844-GSP-ESPN, 844-477-3776. 844-GSP-ESPN is the number. Text us 71307. Tweet us at The Rob Brown Show, at Lonzo One Word, at ESPN Upstate. Let's take a break. When we come back here in just a minute from right now, keeping an eye on the developing Deshaun Watson situation. What is his trade value going to be? We've talked about what Carolina will need to give up if they want him, but what's the actual trade value, and could that be pushed up or down based on the next few days? Let's talk about that next on The Rob Brown Show at ESPN Upstate. The Rob Brown Show's back on your radio. This is ESPN Upstate. Hello, South Carolina. So we've talked a little bit about Deshaun Watson. What is Deshaun Watson's trade value going to be? I was asked about a week and a half ago if I thought that there was any possibility that Deshaun might end up in the Carolinas next year playing for the Panthers. And my answer was, is there a possibility? Yes. Is it a big possibility? No, not really. But the possibility is on the table, and I would love to see it for Carolina. I mean, they built a team around the Cam Newton, Teddy Bridgewater prototype quarterback, and Deshaun Watson is just the actual better version of that same style of football. And I think Deshaun Watson would be a tremendous fit there. But what is that value going to look like when it's time to throw that up there? Well, since 2000, eight veteran NFL players were traded for multiple first-round picks. There's only one quarterback on that list, and that is, of course, the esteemed Jay Cutler, who went from the Broncos to the Bears in 2009 in exchange for Kyle Orton, back-to-back first, and a third-rounder. Several of those deals that involved multiple first-round picks included Jalen Ramsey, tackle Laremy Tunsil, respectively, for the Rams and Texans. That 2021 pick from Houston gives Miami the number three overall selection upcoming, thanks to a deal former coach Bill O'Brien put in there. You also had RG3, who got traded for a couple of first-round picks as well. Is Deshaun Watson worth multiple first-round picks? The answer is yes. He would be the next on that very short list. He would be worth it. But I'm telling you, Carolina, that's the start, and you've got to be willing to part. And I'll tell you this, it would be worth it. We'll talk more about this later on in the show, but we got to get out. That's 1 hour in the books. Two to go on The Rob Brown Show and ESPN Upstate.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours.
and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.